This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The AP's Ed Donahue reports the U.S. is preparing new punishment for Russia over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter in San Francisco.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting leads up to an announcement of new U.S. sanctions against Russia. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland described them as crushing, targeting not just those responsible for Navalny's death.
The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrit Putin's war machine, to close gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
Nuland says Vladimir Putin believes he can wait out the West on Navalny and Ukraine.
We need to prove him wrong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
On the eve of the two-year anniversary of the Ukraine-Russian war, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on thousands missing.
Ukraine's national police say more than 30,000 people have been reported missing in the 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began. The missing include soldiers lost on the battlefield, but also civilians and children who have vanished in a variety of circumstances. For many relatives, the agonizing uncertainty and relentless search for answers has already gone on for 2 years with no end in sight. Achille Desprez from the International Committee of the Red Cross told the AP.
Since February 2022, our teams have been contacted over 100,000 times. By families.
Over the past 2 years, many volunteer projects have arisen to help search for missing people, often serving as a last resort for relatives who receive no official information from authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on a private lander making it to the moon.
For the first time in more than 50 years, a U.S. spacecraft has landed on the moon.
Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
The landing put the U.S. back on the surface for the first time since NASA's famed Apollo moonwalkers. But this time, the spacecraft was built and managed by a private firm, Intuitive Machines. CEO Steve Altemus acknowledged there were glitches.
I know this was a nail-biter, but we are on the surface, and we are transmitting. And welcome to the moon.
Odysseus guided itself toward the surface for a relatively flat landing spot among all the cliffs and craters near the moon's south pole. I'm Norman Hall.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries flew advanced stealth jets Friday to a joint drill to shoot down incoming enemy missiles, according to the South Korean Air Force, in an apparent response to a recent spate of missile tests by North Korea. Analysts say North Korea aims to use cruise missiles to strike incoming U.S. aircraft carriers and U.S. military bases in Japan in the event of a conflict. Senegalese President Macky Sall said Thursday that he will end his term in April as expected, but he did not give a new date for the presidential election originally scheduled for Sunday. Sall, who is wrapping up 2 terms in office, postponed the election for 10 months, citing unresolved disputes over who could run. But his move was struck down by the Senegal Constitutional Court as illegal. A former FBI informant is back in custody following a court hearing a day earlier. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Defense lawyers say a former FBI informant who claims to have links to Russian intelligence and is charged with lying about a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden's family has been taken back into the custody of U.S. Marshals. Alexander Smirnov had been released with a GPS monitor ahead of trial. He was arrested during a meeting Thursday morning at his lawyer's offices in downtown Las Vegas. The arrest came after prosecutors asked a judge in California, where the case was originally filed, to reconsider Smirnov's custody status while he awaits trial. He is charged with making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Panamanian authorities on Thursday ordered the arrest of former President Ricardo Martinelli, who has been holed up in the Nicaraguan embassy since receiving political asylum from that country earlier this month. A judge approved a requested change of Martinelli's conditional release that had stood while he appealed his 10-year sentence for a money laundering conviction, according to the federal judiciary. He has denied wrongdoing and maintains he was the victim of a political persecution. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.